still playing. The timer's gonna show up behind you for a minute when it goes to zero.
Okay.
Christmas Eve. Awesome. There we go. My name is Brian. Welcome to Your Christian Fellowship. We're so glad all of you are here with us this evening. If this is your first time or if you're not too familiar with Your Christian Fellowship, please come visit us at ycf.com. There's lots of things for everyone to get involved with. We've got lots of ministries here. We've got a thriving youth ministry for junior high and senior high youth. We've got an awesome children's church, so check us out at ycf.com. There's also some more information in the back by the coffee back there. Check us out. And if I can encourage you guys, as you get ready to relax and celebrate this Christmas Eve with us, if you can silence your phones, and again, relax and enjoy. We're going to get started here shortly. And again, so glad all you guys are here to celebrate this special time of year with us. Bless you. Thank you.
Somebody you've maybe not met before. What?
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to YCF tonight. I have to tell you, my favorite Christmas carol, I think, is O Holy Night, although I have a couple, but I really love O Holy Night, my favorite. So we are just so glad that you're here tonight. You could be anywhere tonight, but you chose to come here, and we are grateful. We love seeing all of your faces, and let me tell you, you are in store for a wonderful night. There are so many fun things we have planned. My name is Stacy, and I help out in the preschool room. And you know what? Those little loves are just awesome. So tonight, they are going to ring bells for you. We have been practicing since the first week in November, ringing our bells, and they're going to do a song for you, Christmas medley, and just when you think it's over, it's not going to be quite over. We have a surprise at the end, so there's going to be cookies and hot chocolate at the end, so please stay, have some cookies, have some hot chocolate. We are very excited. Next, we are going to play a YouTube video for you, and it's these, again, little sweet angels, and they are going to tell the Christmas story. While we are playing that, if all of the kids that have practiced for the bells can come up and get your bells while the YouTube video is on, that would be great, okay? Thank you.
An angel came to see me. Mary, she was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're going to have, Mary, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby, and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not going to have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast.
They tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel were singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn.
too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Christ was born, oh night, dear. A happy new year. Yeah.
right, so in an attitude of worship, we're going to collect the tithes and offerings right now. Ushers, if you can come forward. There's offering envelopes in front of you if you'd like to make use of them. You can put your information on there. If you'd like to find out more about our home groups that we have, the Bible studies, the grow groups we call them, please fill your name out. If there's a prayer request, please fill something out on that offering envelope in front of you. All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray right now. Father God, we come before you by the precious, precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you so, so much for taking our place on the cross, for the price and the gift you've given to us. And you've shown and demonstrated to all of us how precious and valuable we are to you. And so, Lord God, we give you these gifts and offerings. Lord, we ask that you take them and multiply them for your work through the church, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Worship team, our worship band. I got a great crew back there in the lights. Everybody wave at them. They think they hide behind there. Amen. Thank you. Let's just thank all the children's ministers that have been shaking bells and sign languages. Thank you very much. Amen. Good. And we've got a whole bunch of serve teams, Coffee and Connect, ushers, greeters. I tell you, we got the best teams here at YCF. We really do. And I am just honored. By the way, I'm Pastor D, in case you didn't know. I get to really the honor to pastor here. And I just want to say I have amazing people. Thank you, thank you. You just make my life just so good. Thank you. I love you very much. Someone asked, one of the girls asked, where's Pastor Sherry? She's on an airplane heading to Chicago. She'll be back for next Sunday. Pray
Praise the Lord. But let's just pray. Father God, we come to you this evening with excitement in our hearts. Father, we come with just grateful hearts, thankful hearts for your son, Jesus, that you gave to us. We thank you, Father, that everything has spoken all about you and our Savior, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that the word just continues to work as we go in Jesus' name. But you're not going yet. Praise the Lord. I'm going to talk just for a few minutes. Actually, I'm going to read the Christmas story. I'm going to talk, and then we're going to do our candlelight, and then I'll let you out here. I did not grow up in a home that had a Bible. Those are kind of new to me, Bibles. And then without getting to the whole story, some dear friends of mine told me about a Jesus, even though I had been raised in a church. I'll tell you more some other day. So when Christmas came around, I just knew 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. I thought that was a Christmas story. Yeah, really. I didn't know. But I thank you for knowing. So later on, as I married into this wonderful Cashman clan, Grandpa Cashman would read the Christmas story. And there were 9 grandkids sitting around, and I'm sure they all sat perfect, right? So I'm going to read the Christmas story, and then I'll talk to you for a few minutes, and then we'll light the candles. I'm going to start out with Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given, and the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. There will be no end to his kingdom. So I'm going to jump now to Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and continue on with the story. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favorite one. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think, what could that angel mean? "Don't be frightened, Mary," the angel told her. "God has chosen to bless you. You will become pregnant, you will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be very great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High." But Mary asked the angel, "How can I have a baby? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." Matthew chapter 1. While Mary was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly, as not to disgrace her publicly. As he considered this, he fell asleep. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary. For the child in her has been conceived by the Holy Ghost, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will save his people from sin." All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophets. "Behold, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," meaning God with us. This prophecy in Isaiah 14 was written 700 years before Jesus' birth. When Joseph awoke, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He brought Mary into home to be his wife, and she remained a virgin until her son was born. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And at that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed a census would be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled from the village of Nazareth in Galilee and took with him Mary, his wife, who was great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. That night, there were shepherds in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened by the angel, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. A Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, in the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger wrapped snugly in swaddling clothes." And suddenly the angels was joined with a vast host from heaven, the armies of angels praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to men." The angels left, and the shepherds said to each other, "Come, let us go to Bethlehem to see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they ran to the village, and there they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the story were astonished, but Mary kept these things in her heart. The shepherds went back to their fields, glorifying and praising God. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. And at that time came wise men from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We have seen his star that arose, and we have come to worship him." Herod was deeply disturbed by that question, as was all of Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and the teachers of the religious law. He asked, "Where do the prophets say Messiah will be born?" "In Bethlehem," they said. "This is what the prophets wrote. O Bethlehem of Judea, you're not just a lowly village in Judea, for a ruler will come to you who will be shepherd for my people Israel." This prophecy was found in Micah 5, verse 4, 2 Samuel 5, 2. Both, again, were written 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. So Herod sent a message for the wise men, asking them to come and see him. At this meeting, he learned the exact time of when they had first seen the star. And then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem. Search diligently for the child, and when you find him, come tell me so I may go worship him." After this meeting, the wise men went their way. Once again, the star appeared to guide them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child was and his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. They opened up their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they went another way, because God warned them in a dream not to return to King Herod. Matthew 2. After the wise men were gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is trying to kill the child." That very night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death, fulfilling what the Lord had spoken through his prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Herod was furious when he learned the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the baby boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him when the star had first appeared to them about 2 years earlier. Then later, when Herod died, God's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up, take the child and his mother, and return to Israel. All those who wish to murder the child are dead." So Joseph obeyed. He got up, took the child and his mother and re-entered Israel. When he heard that Herod's son had taken over the kingdom in Judea, he was afraid for his life. But Joseph was directed in a dream to go to the hills of Galilee, and arriving, he settled in the village of Nazareth, fulfilling the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the Christmas story. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I always cry at the end of that. Tell you what. Hallelujah. Just going to talk about 2 minutes with y'all. When I think about the heart or the mission, the heart of YCF, it is always to introduce people to a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And you may have known about Jesus. You may have known some stories about Jesus, but maybe you do not have that real relationship with him. And you know, it's sort of like Christmas. We all know Jesus, the baby, right, in a manger, and then there's these wise men and the angels and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean a whole lot some days. It doesn't mean, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to know that. How many have little manger scenes laying around your house? Okay, I do. And, you know, you could look at that and you go, oh, that's really nice. But does it really change you? Does it really change you? And, you know, Christmas is way more than a birthday party for Jesus. Though I will tell you, every year when my kids were little, we would make a birthday cake, put a candle in it, and we'd have a birthday party for Jesus. But Christmas is more. Christmas is more than the trees and the angels. Christmas is more. And Christmas really is God coming to you to tell you how much he loves you. I mean, how much he really loves you and he cares for you. And in a really, really real way, it is really the face of Jesus for God. God had to send his son, and that's the face that you see. So if you were to ask me, hey, I wonder what God's thinking about me. I wonder what he thinks about me today. Well, guys, it's really easy. Just go to Jesus. And you know what he said when he was on the earth? He said, I do not condemn you. I'm not angry with you. I'm not mad at you. That's the heart of God through the face of Jesus. And I know this to be true. Anybody else know that to be true? How many of you know that God is not mad at you? That God loves you? That God has forgiven you? Amen. I do. And I've experienced it, and I'll tell you what, it's changed my life. So what is Christmas? Christmas is Jesus who came down to tear down every wall that stood between you and God. Christmas is Jesus who made a way for you to have a relationship with God. So what is Christmas? Well, Christmas is Jesus shows you how much God loves you. That's what Christmas is. Jesus shows you how much God loves you. All right. Now, this is the offer that goes out. This is the offer that Jesus gives. The offer is, I love you. The offer is, I'll give you peace. The offer to receive Jesus is, I'll give you joy. The offer to receive Jesus is, I'll give you forgiveness. The offer is amazing. The only thing I have to tell you about this offer is that the offer has a price. The offer has a price. And it's quite expensive. It comes with control. And we Americans, we don't like to not be in control. Any of you control freaks? Any of you that got my colored sheet today, you talk about control. This is Pastor D before an event, you know, da-da-da-da-da, okay. But the offer that God gives you is a little scary because it means to receive Jesus, you have to take your hands off of being in control. And about 40 years ago, I decided I'd take my hands off of my life, because I really, when I got down to it, I wasn't doing a very good job being in control. Really, my life was sort of out of control, as much as I tried to control it. But to receive Jesus, to ask Jesus, who's already come, he's already paid a price for you, you will have to take your hands off of the control button and say, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you the control of my life. That's the price. That's the offer. So I'd like to ask all of you today here, would you like to take them up on the offer and just say, Lord Jesus, I let go of the control. Please be the Lord and the Savior of my life forever. Praise God. So I'd like to pray with you in a moment. I will tell you that if you do that, it's very simple. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, empty your wallet, come down, or cry. I'm just going to ask you to pray with me. And if you pray this prayer with me from your heart, where you say, Lord Jesus, come, I give you control of my life, he will transform you. What does that mean? He will change you from the inside out. He will change you from the inside out. And I'll tell you what, you'll be looking good. You'll be looking good. So praise the Lord. If you would bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this out loud with me, just repeat it after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus for me. Amen. To die in my place. I confess I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. Thank you for sending Jesus for me. I confess now Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I will follow you, Jesus, all the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me first. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you prayed that prayer from your heart, there's a change that took place. You are now called a child of God. It's actually a miracle. And the Bible says, whoever would call on the name of the Lord Jesus would be saved. And when you do that, the Bible says, all of heaven celebrates. All of heaven is just having a party because you have been welcomed into the family. So if you prayed that today for the first time from your heart, could you come up and tell me later? I'll be mingling around with everybody. I just want to give you a hug and just tell you I'm celebrating with you. Praise God. So this is the end of our service. This is where we seal the service with very significance. We're going to light our candles. Hello. So if you've received your candles, you want to dig them out. All right. If you did not get a candle, raise your hand. Well, someone will get one to you. If you did not get a candle, or if it rolled under the seat of somebody and you can't find it, okay, everybody has their candles, all right? Praise God. So we're going to light the candles in a moment, and then we're going to sing one more Christmas carol. One more scripture, because you know I can't give you enough of the Bible, but Isaiah 9 says this, this is about Jesus. It says, to people living in the land of darkness, a light has come, a great light. And this is why we light the candles, to remind us the light has come. His name is Jesus. He lives inside of you, and that makes you a light to people around you. So we're going to light our candles just one direction. You know, candlelight services, I'm going, oh Lord, no wax on the chairs, please, no wax. So it's really simple. I'm going to hold one here. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be the first person to light my candle. My candle is standing still because it's lit. Your candle's going to bend because it's not lit. All right? So if your candle is lit, please don't bend it because I'm going to have wax on the floor. right? Or on the chair. Alrighty, let's, here we go. Praise God. Everybody's got their candles? Okay, I have some ushers that are going to come up.
Father, Prince of Peace, of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Hallelujah.
Shepherds pray.
upon you. And have a very Merry Christmas. There's cookies, hot chocolate. Please stay. We've enjoyed having you. I hope you've enjoyed this evening. Amen. All right. Thank you. Praise God.
I know, I hate...